strikes continue to target symbols of Hamas power in the Gaza Strip. On Monday, the home of a top commander was hit, as was the Islamic University and a government compound. Israel says it'll continue with its operation until it's completely destroyed the militant organization's ability to function. While across the border, dozens of rockets continue to rain down on southern Israeli towns. Residents remain barricaded indoors. Many in Israel are asking why the operation is happening now, when Hamas is the same Hamas and the firing of Qassam rockets has been going on for 8 years. The first public statements given by the Israeli leadership show who in Israel needs this war. Israel is 6 weeks away from an election that is being forced on its public because of the corruption charges hanging over its Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert. An effective war in Gaza will help him step down in a better light.
Ehud Olmert is looking maybe at the history books, but unfortunately he will be remembered in history as someone who started with blunder in the north and finished with blunder in the south, because there is not going to be a happy end to this one.
Olmert's defense minister and leader of the coalition party in government, Ehud Barak, is hoping to step into Olmert's shoes. The day before the airstrikes in Gaza, the Israeli public saw him as a left-wing lightweight.
If you compare Barak today to where he was before the operation, it's a different person. Now he's in the headlines. He is now on top of the news. The Israeli media was portraying him as someone who cannot make a decision. And now it's what people like. It's again Barak, the hero from Sabena. This is where he is at his best, in uniform.
Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni, who's also vying for the premiership, has the most to lose from this operation in Gaza. But she knows the Israeli public wants strong leaders who act tough with Hamas.
Experience, history of Israel shows that those who use more force, they are more successful, electorally speaking.
So far, one of the three is taking the lead.
Over the last few days, Ehud Barak has been benefiting from this operation in Gaza, but only time will tell who will make the political profits in the long run. For now, though, on the economic front, it's quite clear who's making money.
In the last few days, the oil prices have shot up.
The conflict blew up in a region which is directly connected to oil production. Every conflict in the Middle East immediately brings economic reaction from Arab states, and that reaction is to increase oil prices. Oil will go up to $60 a barrel.
Until the operation ends, nobody knows who will be the winner in the political arena and at what price it will come. For as long as the Israeli operation into Gaza is successful, all three will benefit. But if it fails, it spells disaster for their careers. Paul Islier, RT, Tel Aviv.